This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, picking up where Jordan and I left off, your mileage may vary on this one, but the average American consumer is feeling maybe not as good as they were feeling a month or so ago. The University of Michigan Consumer Survey came out this morning. It shows consumer sentiment fell in March for the first time in 4 months, so not great. But at the same time, inflation expectations fell too, which is good news for one Jay Powell. Now, something like 85% of the surveys that got us those findings, though, were done before SVB imploded. So how do you suppose consumers are feeling after? Well, maybe not as gloomy as you'd think, as Marketplace's Matt Levin tells us.
Your average American consumer is probably not feeling all that great about the U.S. financial system right now. But you know what's really still bumming them out? Their grocery bill.
Inflation is 100% more important than financial turbulence at this time.
Joanne Hsu runs the University of Michigan Consumer Survey. She says all these headlines about bank rescues and bailouts, meh.
We look to the great financial crisis. Consumer sentiment didn't really move a whole lot with respect to bank failures. They're paying much closer attention to other developments in the economy, unemployment rates and incomes.
Of course, the bank failures of 08 and 09 led to higher unemployment and lower incomes. But if you're expecting American consumers to start spending less because of Great Recession deja vu, you don't know the American consumer. Chris Jackson is with the polling firm Ipsos.
Americans famously sort of have short-term memories. They tend not to be a people who are terribly fixated on actual events in the past.
There has been some consumer polling since Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Morning Consult economist John Lear says the early data suggests consumers are mostly unfazed.
I think to some extent that's a testament to what the U.S. government has done in insuring deposits.
Of course, the big reason we measure consumer sentiment in the first place is it's supposed to tell us how consumers will actually spend their money. But for most of 2022, consumer sentiment was pretty bad and our spending was still pretty high. Lear says he does expect spending to drop this year, but not because of banking anxiety.
Consumers have largely eaten into and eroded most of the savings they built up over the pandemic.
He says as long as Silicon Valley Bank's troubles are relatively contained, consumers will be far more sensitive to the price of gas than the price of credit default swaps. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.